Good afternoon, everyone. John Carty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, CD mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. More than 2.6 million Michigan residents are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home during the Thanksgiving holiday period this year, marking a 1.4% increase compared to last year, according to travel agencies. Most travelers, 2.3 million, will be hitting the road by car, while projections show about 225,000 will be flying and 80,000 will use other forms of transportation, including bus, train, and cruise, with those alternate methods showing the largest year-over-year increase. Travel experts advise planning ahead, noting that busiest travel days will be Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sunday of Thanksgiving week. Travelers are encouraged to finalize their plans early and check for potential flight delays or cancellations before heading out. And concerns over the number of accidents on some Tuscola County roads continues to grow. The latest plea for action was made by Billy Putman, whose family was involved in an accident at the intersection of Deckerville Road and Herd's Corner Road. Three Putman family members were killed and three other family members were severely injured when a semi-truck ran a stop sign. Putman stated there have been seven more accidents at Herd's Corner Road and Deckerville Road since the September 19 accident involving his family. Putman took his concerns to the Tuscola County Road Commission and then to the County Board of Commissioners, where he explained his unsatisfactory meeting with the road board. According to Putman, the road board either failed to respond or took several weeks to answer his and the emails of others about their highway concerns. Besides the Deckerville and Herd's Corner intersections, other roads that are an area of concern because of the number of accidents are the intersections of Dutcher and M81, Bevins and M24, M15 and Birch Run Road, and Irish Road. Putman and his remaining family members researched the cost of putting rumble strips or flashing red lights powered by solar on stop signs. According to Putman's research on the cost of rumble strips and solar warning lights on stop signs at those intersections that have the most accidents is about $29,400. He pointed out the cost for road commission to do that work would be less than the cost he was able to find online. And a Washington state resident is believed to be the first person to die from a rare strain of bird flu, but state health officials say the risk to the public is low. The Washington State Department of Health announced the person's death on Friday. The person was an older adult with underlying health conditions. Health officials say the person was being treated for a bird flu called H5N5 after becoming seemingly the first known human infected by the strain. The person lived in Grays Harbor County with the backyard flock of domestic poultry that had been exposed to wild birds. When we come back after this Lundy Financial Services sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Are you currently in the market for a fixed-rate corporate bond? This is Eric Lundy with Lundy Financial Services.
Get a five-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 5.25% from the Ford Motor Credit Company, or a 30-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 5.5% from the National Rural Utilities Company. You can also get a 30-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 6.45% from the Dow Chemical Company.
For more information, please call me at 989-269-7427, and we can see if this type of investment would be appropriate for you.
Corporate bond rate is based on $5,000 minimum purchase. Advertised rate is valid as of 11/18/2025 and subject to change daily without notice. Securities advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. My name is John Curdy, looking at our national news in Ohio. A police officer has been placed on administrative leave following an incident in which he shot an unarmed man multiple times during a traffic stop. Local authorities and state investigators have opened a probe into the encounter, with community advocates calling for transparency and urgent release of body cam footage. The case has renewed discussions around law enforcement training standards and protocols governing use of force situations in American policing. And in our international news, South Korea's former president Yoon Suk-yeol has been indicted on new charges tied to an investigation into the alleged cover-up of a Marine's drowning incident. Prosecutors accused Yoon's associates of manipulating key elements of the case, while his defense team has dismissed the charges as politically motivated. The indictment underscores an ongoing battle over government accountability in South Korea. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, including your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. And that news update was brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe, for stocks, bonds, CD mutuals, funds, and IRAs. Contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.